often we can hear people saying, how fast is life going on? Especially as we get old, last year was too quick. Oh, it passed without knowing. And there is also an extended habit to postpone things, decisions, actions that are needed. It is called procrastination. It's something that becomes in general. Things that we can do today, I will do it tomorrow. I will take it easy today. And then next day, and we postpone. Jesus and Saint Paul reminded us today that certainly the time is running. And Jesus say, now it is the time for fulfillment. A clear call to listen. A clear call to pay attention and to believe in the message of the gospel. And the invitation that Jesus had for us today, not to postpone it for later or for after. The time is now. The main call from the Word of God this weekend, this Sunday, is the call for repentance. It is the main call, very clear. Jesus called us for repentance. That was the call of Jonah to that city. That is the call of Jesus to his people and to us. That is something that we know. This is not new. That call for repentance. That call for repentance is a permanent call in the life of the church and in the life of believers. Repentance from our sins, that we have also the tendency to do it again. Even though we try, we know that we are weak and we fail again. Repentance of our bad actions, our bad options and decisions. Repentance of the apathy and indifference to the call from Jesus and to those around us. What do we need to renew? What do we need to change in our life, in the life of our family, in the life of our community? And how can we do it? How can we really experience that repentance? The answer to that last question is given by Jesus in the gospel. In calling the apostles to follow him, he is calling all of us to be his disciples. That is something that is not new also. I am sure that you had heard that many times, that Jesus called us to follow him, to be his disciples. And it means to know him. To be his disciple means to get in love with him. To get in love with his message, and his project, that is the kingdom of God. And of course, to follow him. In him, in Jesus, we can find the answer to our questions, to our problems. In Jesus, we can find the way how to live a better life, how to love ourselves and others, and our life, and everything that we do. In Jesus, we should find the motivation to get involved in the parish, to get committed, to do good for others. There are different ministries in the parish. All of them are valuable and good, and a good way to practice our faith. But the main purpose of those ministries is to follow Jesus, is to present you a way to follow him. Let's say, for example, to be a Knight of Columbus, that is for the gentleman. It is something practical that may help you to be disciple of Jesus, to follow him. To be part of St. Vincent de Paul. It is not just because you like to help the poor. No, it is because you want to follow Jesus serving the poor. And you hear his call to serve the poor. To be part of the Catholic woman-led group. It is not a club for ladies. No. It is a way to follow Jesus. It is a way to be his disciple. And I can continue with all the ministries. Legion of Mary, and so, and so, and so, and so. He is the answer. He should be the motivation. He is the center of our faith. And he is calling you and me to be his disciples. Don't wait that you will say, oh, maybe in a month or two, I will get involved. No, my brother, it is today. The time is now. Jonah was a sign of repentance sent by God. We also are called and sent to be prophets, to be living signs of the good news of the gospel to our families, for our friends and our community. Being a prophet, being a living sign, is part of being a disciple of Jesus. You and me, we are called also to be like Jonah, living signs, prophets, to share with others the good news of the gospel. Merciful and loving Father, help us to listen to the call of your Son for repentance and to follow him. Give us a strong faith to say yes to his call and to be his witness in our world today. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.